In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Peter said to him, "Yes, sir, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said once more, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter said to him, "Yes, sir, you know that I love you." And he said to him, "Shepherd my sheep." And a third time he said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was annoyed that he had said to him, "Do you love me?" a third time. And he said to him, "Sir, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." My algebra teacher used to get very upset with our class in solving equations. You could hear the tension in her voice. She would write an equation on the board, bang twice on the constant with a ruler, and ask one hapless student after another, "What do you do?" Tap, tap. The right answer was change sign and add. "What do you do, Bobby?" "Change sign and add." "Esther, what do you do?" "Change sign and add." "What do you do, Linda?" "Change sign and add." Now, I had to pay particular attention to these instructions, lest I sit puzzled at our dining room table at home doing my homework and my mother would come along and take my pencil and tap it twice on the constant and say, "What do you do, Fred?" "Change sign and add." Because my mother was my high school math teacher. So it was impossible to escape her, even at home, where even lazy algebra students ought to get some relief. But then that's another story. And they say that rote learning doesn't work. I still can't look at a number anywhere without wanting to change its sign and add it to something. My flight instructor used the same method. "What's wrong with this turn, Horton?" And the approved answer was, "Center the ball," uttered while stomping on the rudder pedal to get the turn and slip indicator to read correctly. "What's wrong with this turn, Horton? Center the ball." Well, I can't complain, though. I learned how to solve equations and make coordinated turns despite my annoyance. "What's wrong with this turn? What do you do?" And for full disclosure, I will have to admit that I've used this advanced educational technique on generations of long-suffering students. "What's the shortest distance between two points in the Middle East?" Answer, "The Fertile Crescent." "What does Patach in the prefix mean?" "Hifil." "When are your papers due?" "Look at the syllabus." So when the last chapter of John tells us that Peter was elipethi, annoyed, after Jesus badgered poor Simon for the third time with the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Anybody who has set foot in a schoolhouse can identify with the beleaguered disciple's frustration. It's not that Peter got his feelings hurt or believed somehow that the master teacher did not know how much Peter loved him. Rather, the reason for Peter's annoyance was that he knew full well that Jesus understood Peter's love for him and yet kept drilling him over and over with the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Do you love me, Simon? Do you love me? Because you see, the answer to the question wasn't the answer that Peter gave. Yes, sir, you know I love you. What did the master want him to say? The frustration in the text is palpable. Jesus was not hearing the right answer, and Peter didn't realize that Jesus kept feeding Peter the right answer with hints about feeding sheep. One afternoon at Union Seminary in the city of New York, I attended a panel discussion by local community leaders required for one of my courses. The only thing that I remember from the hour and a half session was a volatile exchange near the end. One of the panelists, an earnest young white parson, explained to us that he had trouble sleeping nights because he felt so guilty about his complicity in the structure of racism in New York. The lone African American on the panel leapt to her feet, and I thought at first she was going to hit him, but she didn't. "Nonsense," she said. Well, that's not exactly what she said. It was a somewhat more colorful word than that. "What good does your guilt do me? I don't care how much sleep you lose. If you feel strongly about race relations, why don't you do something about them instead of boring us with your white guilt?" "What's wrong with this turn, Horton?" "Oh, it's uncoordinated, sir." "Wrong answer. Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Of course I do, sir. You know I love you." "Wrong answer. Wrong, not because it's untrue, but because it's as flat as a balloon impaled on a hat pin. It's wrong because it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't do anything. You'll never solve an equation by admiring its constants or fly safely if you just memorize the physics of flight. And the kingdom of God depended, and if the kingdom of God depended only on our good thoughts, our pious confessions, our sympathetic souls, and our good intentions, the streets of Winston-Salem would already be paved with gold, and Business 40 would boast of gates of pearl. Affection for Jesus, dear Simon, isn't the right answer by a long shot. The right answer is sheep tending, keeping the flock safe from harm, going back to look for the one lamb that was lost and leaving the other 99 to find their way home. The right answer is finding a pasture for grazing that doesn't have the kinds of pitfalls that clumsy sheep fall into and break their necks. And even though you and I miss the fish fry breakfast on the shores of Lake Tiberias, the right answer to Jesus' question hasn't changed. When people were hungry, Jesus fed them without complaining. The Galileans were always looking for a handout. When they were ill, he healed them without copayment. When they bled, he staunched their flow, and when they couldn't stand up, he helped them walk again. Maybe Jesus' compassion looks like sheep feeding on steroids, but that's exactly the kind of compassion that he showed us. "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Well, children went to bed last night hungry in our city. Prisoners languished in the county jail. Your neighbor that you can't stand has cancer. Your daughter is discouraged to the point of despair. There were fisticuffs between two unemployed young men yesterday who had nothing better to do than beat on each other. "Simon, do you love me?" Well, we could use a few dozen trained Augustine tutors to love little children by helping them learn to read. And you can sign up for the True Bread of Heaven before you leave the church building this morning. Or, commercial, call Reed Winston-Salem tomorrow. Reed Winston-Salem. Do you love me, son of John? Well, perhaps I can find you at Kids Cafe this week, helping someone learn what to do with a constant to solve an equation. Or maybe you'll be busy on the phone, making up with your most irritating and opinionated relative. Do you love me? Do you love me, St. Paul's? Do you love me, St. Leo's? Do you love me, First Baptist? I have some sheep for you to take care of, to nourish, and to keep safe, and you won't have to go far to find them. Amen.